Kara Spencer paid the cab driver, grabbed her suitcase and carry-on, then raced toward the terminal doors. Wet snow clung to her hair, and her cheeks burned with the cold. The wheels of her luggage struggled over the uneven packed snow coating the concrete. She dodged into the large revolving door, then shot out the other side toward the ticket counter. Damn, a line. Her flight was supposed to leave in. She hazarded a glance at her watch as she trotted toward the line's end. 15 minutes. And after getting through this line, she'd still have to get past security, then walk all the way to the departure gate, which with her luck would be at the other end of the airport. She stopped behind two men, each with only one small case. As she caught her breath, she glanced at the sign showing departures and arrivals. Her gaze scanned down the destinations, looking for flight 2787 to Cleveland, where she had to change planes for Indianapolis. Delayed. The new departure time was 5:50 p.m. She sucked in a breath of relief. The men in front of her moved forward, and she shifted forward too. If she actually managed to catch this plane, it would be the first good thing that had happened to her today. Actually, this week. Kara had been looking forward to this conference for weeks. And then, on Tuesday, Jess, her editor, had suggested that she arrange an interview with some author who would be speaking at the conference, a tantra expert, one of those guys who believed in spiritual sex. Kara rolled her eyes at the thought, as if people needed special training to enjoy sex. People had been procreating since the dawn of time. It was a physical act that came naturally, and was naturally pleasurable, just as she always told readers of her sex column. The line moved forward steadily, and now it was her turn to approach the next available ticket agent.
"May I help you?"
Kara dragged her bags toward the smiling young man standing behind the counter.
"Do you think I'll make it?" she asked,
as she handed him her travel documents. He glanced at her flight number and typed some things on his keyboard, then watched his monitor.
He nodded. "No problem."
He attached a destination tag to her suitcase, then handed back her ticket.
"After you go through security, keep going straight, then follow the signs to your gate."
She took the ticket, then grabbed her carry-on and hurried after the other travelers heading toward security. As she stood in line, her stomach clenched as she kept playing through the Tuesday meeting with Jess. Kara's column was all about helping women embrace their sexuality and enjoy every moment of it. Sex was good, and no self-proclaimed sexual expert who lectured people on how one must aspire to a higher level of sexual awareness was going to convince her otherwise. Yet her editor had made it a requirement of going to the conference that she interview this guy. Was she trying to nudge Kara in a different direction? Damn it. Did Jess think Kara's column was getting stale? JM's cell phone rang. He tugged it from his pocket and flipped it open.
"Hi, I'm afraid I'm not going to make it,"
Grace said. "To the conference or the flight?" JM asked.
"The flight. I had a patient come in late. The weather slowed everyone down today. She spent 2 hours on the bus getting to the office, so I didn't have the heart to turn her away."
Grace was a holistic healer, and her patient's welfare was very important to her. She often stayed late in the office, and even took calls at home from some of her longtime patients. He glanced at the departure sign again. "The way things are going here, you could probably still make it if you tried."
"I know the flight's been delayed. I checked already. But it would be really stressful trying to rush there, especially with the weather and the traffic. Accidents are piling up on the highway." "Don't worry," she continued. "I'll definitely make the conference. I've already arranged a flight for tomorrow."
"Okay. I guess you'll just spend a cozy evening in front of the fire tonight."
"Actually, I thought I'd have a quiet dinner with Hannah and help her with the baby's quilt."